Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Little Book of Hermes, The Story of the Iconic Fashion House by Karen Homer, is a compact illustrated history of one of the most recognizable luxury brands in the world, published as part of the Little Books of Fashion series. It focuses on the development of Hermes from its origins as a 19th century saddlery workshop into a global name associated with leather goods, silk scarves, and refined craftsmanship. The book is not a technical business study or a fashion design manual. Instead, it offers a concise cultural and visual account of how the house built its reputation through quality, consistency, and carefully managed exclusivity. Karen Homer draws on her background as a fashion journalist and historian to present Hermes as both a heritage brand and a continuing symbol of prestige. The result is a readable overview for anyone interested in fashion history, luxury branding, or the legacy of iconic accessories. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Hermes and the move from saddlery workshop to luxury fashion house. One of the book's central themes is the long transformation of Hermes from a practical maker of horse-related equipment into a fashion house associated with status and taste. This historical shift matters because it shows that luxury is not presented as an invention of image alone, but as something rooted in skilled making and specialized materials. The book traces how the company's origins in saddlery shaped its identity around utility, durability, and precision, qualities that later became part of its prestige. Rather than treating Hermes as a brand that suddenly appeared fully formed, the book emphasizes continuity between its early craftsmanship and its later fashion success. That perspective helps explain why the house has remained distinctive in a market, often driven by seasonal trends. Its appeal comes from a heritage narrative that is tied to actual product knowledge and artisanal tradition, not only marketing. For readers, this provides a clear example of how a small specialist workshop can evolve into a global luxury symbol without losing the values that made it respected in the first place. Secondly, craftsmanship as the basis of Hermes' prestige. The book repeatedly returns to craftsmanship as the foundation of Hermes' identity. This is important because the brand is usually discussed in terms of exclusivity. But Homer presents exclusivity as a result of making standards rather than a simple pricing strategy. The emphasis on fine materials, careful construction, and attention to detail explains why Hermes products are often described as enduring rather than merely fashionable. In the context of the book, craftsmanship is not a decorative theme. It is the mechanism that supports the house's authority in luxury. Beautiful illustrations reinforce this idea by drawing attention to the physical appeal of the objects themselves, from leather accessories to silk goods and packaging. The book therefore suggests that the brand's value lies in the visible evidence of skill and restraint. That distinction is useful because it separates Hermes from brands that rely primarily on trend-driven novelty. Readers come away with a better understanding of how craftsmanship functions as both a practical standard and a cultural signal, creating trust in the brand across generations and product categories. Thirdly, signature objects and the making of an instantly recognizable brand. Another major topic is the role of signature products in building Hermes recognition. The book highlights the iconic bags, silk scarves, and distinctive packaging that have become shorthand for luxury itself. This matters because luxury houses depend on immediate visual identity, and Hermes is especially strong in that respect. The book presents these objects not as isolated bestsellers, but as elements in a coherent brand language. A bag shape, a scarf design, or even the orange packaging can signal the house before the label is noticed. That level of recognition is valuable because it allows the brand to communicate heritage and status without needing constant reinvention. The book also shows that these products gain meaning through repetition and consistency over time. Their importance is not just aesthetic. They are evidence of a disciplined approach to design. Readers interested in branding can see how a small number of highly distinctive items can carry an entire company's identity, making Hermes one of the clearest examples of product-driven prestige in fashion history. Fourthly, style icons and celebrity association across generations. The book also examines how Hermes became linked with style icons across different eras, from Grace Kelly and Jane Birkin to more contemporary figures such as Victoria Beckham and Kim Kardashian. This theme is significant because it demonstrates how luxury brands acquire cultural meaning through association, as much as through product quality. In the case of Hermes, celebrity visibility reinforces the brand's image of elegance, desirability, and social prestige. Homer does not present these associations as accidental trivia. They help explain how the brand remains relevant across changing fashion climates. The presence of different generations in the narrative shows that Hermes has managed to appeal to both classic and modern notions of style. This is important because it suggests the brand is not dependent on one moment or one audience. Instead, it survives by being adaptable enough to remain aspirational while still preserving its sense of tradition. For readers, This offers a useful view of how public figures can shape the meaning of a fashion house without replacing the underlying identity of the brand itself. Lastly, a concise illustrated format that favors overview over deep analysis, the book's format is itself an important part of its value. As a short, illustrated volume in the Little Books of Fashion series, it is designed to provide an accessible overview rather than a dense academic study. This makes it especially useful for readers who want a clear introduction to Hermès without committing to a longer or more specialized fashion history text. The combination of concise prose and strong visuals gives the book a curated quality, where each page contributes to an overall impression of the house's evolution and style. At the same time, the format implies a limitation readers should expect breadth rather than exhaustive detail. That is not a weakness if the goal is to capture the brand's essence in a readable and attractive way. In fact, the book stands out because it balances historical explanation with visual appreciation, making it suitable for casual readers, fashion enthusiasts, and gift buyers alike. Its compactness is part of its appeal, since it distills a complex luxury heritage into a form that is both informative and easy to navigate. In conclusion, The Little Book of Hermès will appeal most to readers who are interested in fashion history, luxury branding, design heritage, and the cultural meaning of iconic accessories. It is especially well-suited to people who want an accessible introduction to Hermès rather than a scholarly monograph or a commercial brand catalog. The book offers practical intellectual value by showing how a luxury house builds authority through craftsmanship, consistency, signature products, and carefully maintained public associations. Readers can use it to better understand why certain brands endure while others fade, and how visual identity and artisanal reputation work together in high fashion. What makes it stand out in its category is its combination of polished illustration and concise historical narration. Many books on luxury brands either lean too heavily toward image or become too detailed and specialized. This one remains balanced, readable, and visually engaging. As part of the Little Books of Fashion series, it succeeds by capturing the essence of Hermès in a compact format without reducing the brand to slogans or superficial glamour. That makes it a strong entry point for anyone exploring the history of modern luxury. If you would like to support Karen Homer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.